"Here you go," my dad said as he tossed me a small roll of toilet paper. Following his example, I tore off two smallish pieces, wadded them up, and stuffed one into each ear. I was 10 years old. Every summer, our family pulled a boat down to Mexico to camp on the beach north of San Carlos in the tiny fishing village of Kino Bay. Those summer days spent on the ocean amid birds and whales and giant manta rays stay with me still. Dad and I were sitting in our boat, named the Ruby Baby after my mom. At the moment, the Ruby Baby sat on a trailer hitched to nothing beside a Mexican highway in the middle of the Sonoran Desert. There were no other vehicles around, just us sitting in our boat in the hot month of June. This circumstance had apparently inspired my dad to teach me how to shoot a pistol. Being a middle kid out of four, the time alone with my dad was an unexpected treasure, and now we were going to shoot a gun as well. I literally hummed with the excitement and surprise of events that left the two of us, our boat, and a gun all alone. When I look back on this, I realize he likely wanted the gun out and obvious without wanting to unduly frighten me. Our family camper was currently towing another family's car to the nearest town for repair. Dad climbed out of the boat and walked a distance away to set up a couple of cans, which had also been abandoned beside the road. I could not hear his steps through the teepee blocking my ears. Heat shimmered off the desert, so he seemed to waver in and out of reality. After he clambered back aboard, he showed me how to hold the pistol and told me, holding still and pulling the trigger steadily are the two most important aspects of hitting the target you aim at. He demonstrated, hitting both cans on the first try. He climbed out of the boat to reset the cans, again wavering in and out of solidity. On my turn, repeating his mantra of still, steady, I missed the first five times, then hit twice in a row, then missed again. I remember how patient he was, his arms wrapped around me, showing me the right way to aim the gun, and how happy we were each time I toppled one of the targets. Every now and then, we would remember to look for our returning family camper, but mostly we chatted and practiced shooting. Dad and I have had many other adventures over the years, including walking the Giant's Causeway in Northern Ireland and visiting the Leaning Tower of Pisa. However, we've never again shot a gun together nor sat beached on the side of a desert highway. Now I sit beside his hospital bed as he sleeps in his waning hours. I hold his hand, his frail body still, his breathing steady, as he wavers between this world and the next.